story. Just put something there in general about the... Well, I see that discussion much today that the rich own so and so much of all the riches that can be owned on this planet. And there are many poor people, more and more, and they should tax the rich, and they escape tax and so on. So the idea then is that when you are of a privileged class, so to speak, you're up there, then that privilege means also kind of responsibility that, yes, I am influential and influential, so let me do my share to help the others, people down there on the grassroots, so to speak, contribute. And I would say that this is dharmic. This is the same as when people give to a temple in India and the temple distributes it to the needy. They simply have this distributor role, and the reason why it is a temple is that you can trust them. They are the devotees of God, servants of God, servants of everyone. So that trust there is crucial and fundamental and central. And whether that's coming through holy people in a temple or cultured people of the privileged class, you know, those who were born somehow or other into such affluent and influent conditions, families, when they take up that role, then their fortunes are never to be lost, and always, you know, not only that they are growing, they are not growing in burdensome ways that some or other involves the suffering or discomfort of others, or well, poverty for that sake. So this is an important thing, and I would say it's part of Dharma. Put it there somewhere in the story. Among those people, I got the idea because I just took a walk, or take a walk here on Östermalm, where all the privileged people live. The biggest one in Sweden, more or less.